Late last year, Sundazed Records reissued a classic American pop album, Dimension Dolls. It was dedicated to the female singers of Dimension Records, complete with 8 bonus tracks from this classic girl group label of the early 60s. Rock historian Ed Ward was delighted.
I hear the neon lights are bright on Broadway. I hear the dreams come true there every day.
Remember the name Don Kirshner? It may be through his TV show Rock Concert, or because he was the brains behind the Archies. But even before that, in the early 60s, his partnership with Al Nevins and Al Don Music saw him in charge of a stable of songwriters who wrote hit after hit. Neil Sedaka, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, Howie Greenfield, and, most spectacularly, Jerry Goffin and Carole King. These writers would come to work, sit at the piano, and eventually come up with something. If Kirshner liked it, there was a small studio where they'd cut a demo. Then an acetate disc would be made, and the song was ready to be sent to artists in need of material. Al Don's demos, though, were legendary. Jerry Goffin often produced them, and one day Kirshner decided to spend a little more on the demos and put them out. And thus Dimension Records was born.
Up on the roof. And this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to fail. Up on the roof, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares are stripped right into space.
Up on the roof,
on the roof, is peaceful as can be.
Goffin and King were in their early 20s, married to each other, and almost obscenely talented. It was mostly to showcase their writing and production talents that Dimension was formed, and the singers who recorded for it were from the same pool that made the demos. To demo a girl group record, there was the Cookies, Earl Jean McCrae, Dorothy Jones, and Margaret Ross.
You broke his heart and made him cry, and he's been blue since then. Now he's found somebody new, and you want him back again.
Foolish little girl, fickle little girl, didn't want him when he wanted you. He's found another love, it's her he's dreaming of, and there's not a single thing that you can do.
But I love him.
No, you don't, it's just your pride that's hurt.
I still.
Solo demos were often handled by Eva Boyd, Little Eva, who sometimes babysat for Goffin and King, and who surprised everybody around Al Don by having a number one hit with her first record.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
The other solo demo singer was Carole King herself.
Mama doesn't like him 'cause he never cuts his hair. Daddy doesn't like him 'cause he says he heard him swear. He's a bad boy. But I don't care. He's not happy working. He's got no use for school.
What set Goffin and King's output apart from earlier Tin Pan Alley hacks was its lyrical and harmonic sophistication. Can you imagine the Beatles recording this?
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
So it's no surprise that when the Beatles came to New York in 1964, Lennon and McCartney said they just hoped they'd someday be capable of writing songs as well as Goffin and King. After all, they'd already recorded the couple's song Chains after hearing the Cookies version. But the Beatles changed the American pop public's taste too, and soon Dimension Records was no more. Goffin and King got amicably divorced and kept on writing together. Don Kirshner looked for other things to do, and Little Eva was a fixture on the oldie circuit until her death in 2003.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed Dimension Dolls, reissued last year by Sundazed Records. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.